With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. Senate remains in the spotlight in the debate over a continuing resolution to avoid a partial government shutdown at midnight tonight.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has announced he's ready to start the process of considering a Republican-led spending bill which passed the U.S. House earlier this week. Reversing his position to oppose the measure, Schumer now rationalizes that a shutdown would give a victory to President Donald Trump. In public pronouncements, the Democrats wanted to hold the line against the administration's cuts to government agencies, but with reports of their behind-closed-doors divisions, the party has few options. Yesterday, GOP Senate Majority Leader John Thune said it's time to fish or cut bait. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, millions are in the path of an expected massive March storm. It's a sprawling system that may bring blizzards, tornadoes, fires, and flooding as it tracks across the Great Plains eastward. Moisture and heat from the abnormally warm Gulf could fuel heavy rainfall that is raising concerns for flooding from the central Gulf Coast through the upper Ohio Valley. Tornadoes are possible in the nation's heartland. President Trump set to visit the Department of Justice today.
The DOJ was top of mind for Donald Trump during the campaign as he railed against what he called the weaponization of the federal government, especially against him. He was charged with illegally retaining classified documents and trying to overturn his 2020 election defeat. But the DOJ, which is now led by his former defense attorneys and allies, abandoned those cases after he won re-election.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Former central banker Mark Carney has been sworn in as Canada's new prime minister. The 59-year-old Carney will replace Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. In a reversal, stocks are higher, the Dow up 578 points, the NASDAQ adding 424. This is SRN News. Congress is worried about Nigeria. SRN's Michael Harrington with that report.
A House subcommittee has been taking testimony on the violent persecution of Christians in that African nation. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins told lawmakers, quote, "The world is not paying enough attention to the growing humanitarian disaster in Nigeria, despite its strategic importance as Africa's most populous country. Muslim terrorists have been murdering Christians for two decades there, and the government seems to be turning a blind eye." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge says she hopes to rule next week on whether to block President Trump's order banning transgender people from serving in the military. U.S. District Judge Anna Reyes says it is her strong hope that she will issue a decision next Tuesday or Wednesday. In a hearing, the judge frequently sounded hostile toward the president's order, suggesting to some that she may have already made up her mind. This is SRN News. 12 people have been taken to hospitals after an American Airlines jet landed at Denver International Airport and caught fire, prompting slides to be deployed so passengers could evacuate quickly. Flight 1006 was headed from Colorado Springs to Dallas-Fort Worth. Only minor injuries were reported. In consumer news, motorists beware, there's a new scam making the rounds.
The FBI has been flooded with thousands of complaints this month. Bogus text messages impersonating state highway toll authorities claim recipients have unpaid or outstanding tolls that, if not paid, could result in fines or suspended driving privileges. It's an attempt to trick you into sending money or sharing sensitive information like credit or debit cards or bank accounts. Don't fall for it. It's just another scam. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.